This is a CK to Z news update.
Becca's Beans, a coffee roastery based on Cortez Island, has just expanded their distribution area to include the neighboring island of Quadra, where their coffee is now the daily brew at the Island Farm to Table Cafe. Doug McCaffrey, co-owner of Becca's Beans, explains the inception of this new partnership.
We had a day trip on Quadra, and we discovered for the first time Island Farm to Table. And we thought, wow, what a great little deli kind of food space. All the food was locally sourced, it seemed, and handmade. And we said, oh, where do you get your coffee? And it was just some commercial place from, I think, Vancouver. And I said, oh, because we roast coffee. And they became interested, and they were asking us, oh, really? On Cortez, cool. And they asked us to bring over a sample the next time we came. So we took them a bag of French roast for their house brew and left it with them. Then we heard back about a week later from Mary, and she said, oh, you know what? I gave all our staff a blindfold test, and it was unanimous. They preferred your coffee to what we were making. So that's how it all started. It was just a happy accident where we just started talking about coffee, and it went from there.
This is the first off-island growth for Becca's Beans since the company came under its current ownership by the McCaffreys a little over a year ago. Mary Turner is the owner of Island Farm to Table, located in Kwathiaski Cove.
Nice to have a local company from Cortez supply our coffee, and it's a new thing. It's new to me anyway, and everyone's enjoying the coffee, got lots of positive feedback on it, so that's a wonderful addition to what we have, so I'm really happy about that.
Due to the cafe's convenient location a short distance from the Kwathiaski Cove ferry terminal, many Cortez residents have stopped in while traveling across Quadra en route to Campbell River.
Yeah, I do see people from Cortez. They usually, it's really great to introduce themselves, like, I'm from Cortez, and I'm like, oh, thanks for coming. I'm happy to know where people are coming from, and I know you guys are often, you know, ferry to ferry, but sometimes people stop by, ferry overloads, whatever, and or just they plan a trip, and so they'll miss a ferry in order to come, and it's really nice of them to do that.
Island Farm to Table carries products from another Cortez Island supplier, which is Nana Gump's Berry Farm.
And, of course, Nana Gump jams are always in there, and I have a freezer full of frozen fruit from her, and so all winter long I'm using her frozen fruit in my baking, so it's awesome.
Turner puts a huge emphasis on sourcing ingredients as locally as possible and started the business due to a surplus of produce and protein from her own farm. She sells prepared food as well as cuts of meat, seafood, and pantry items.
All my food I try and get as locally as possible. Right now, all the lamb and all the lamb dishes that I do are all my farm. I've got beef from Jerry's on West Road. And I started because I had a farm that I raised my children on, and there was so much food. And I'm like, what are we going to do with all of this? So a lot of the produce will come from my place, but also Mike, who's basically next door to me, I get a lot of produce from him. So as much as I can get locally, I'm happy to bring into my store, use it, and sell it for people just to get the local food out there. And it's harder for farmers now because the feed prices have gone so high. The processing of your meat is so high that a lot of people have had to go. And we've had a couple of like droughty summers. So hay is very expensive. So it's really difficult for people to raise their animals now because of the high cost of processing, feeding, and whatever. But I still keep looking.
She had to completely pivot her fledgling business model during the recent pandemic, which also significantly impacted her staffing.
I opened in February 2020, which you know is a month before everything closed down. So I had spent like 4 months preparing and building the infrastructure of it all. And I was not going to just close down. So I just moved the desk to the door and put glass partitions everywhere that they required and did everything I was supposed to do and just did takeout at that point on. So that's when I opened. And then in September 2022, I was like, I'm going to say COVID's over. I'm going back to my pre-COVID layout, which is a counter with tables and things like that so people can come in and be warm because it was starting to get cold.
Is there any other exciting stuff coming up for Island Farm to Table this year?
I'm looking forward to finding more staff. That's where my head is right now. And also need farm staff, someone to work on the farm as well as help in the school. Right now, we're just doing Friday, Saturday for the winter, and then hopefully we'll have enough staff organized and we can open back to full hours again. I'm always looking forward to trying new recipes and
trying new foods. One of the things we're doing now is we make meat pies from my lamb and my rabbit meat that I raise and beef that Jerry's raising right now, or wherever I can get local beef. All our meat pies are super popular. Every Friday's pie day. And then we try and make extra so we could sell them throughout the week. So now we're thinking, okay, well, let's make more frozen food that people can just take home and put it in their freezer and just heat up whenever they want to have a really nice, hearty meal at any time. So expanding a little bit on that, doing some soups, doing some dessert, and we'll probably be doing some enchiladas that we used to always make because they freeze and heat up really well. So that's kind of an exciting thing we're going into.
As far as Becca's Beans, while they're open to expanding further, their hands are full at the moment with on-island orders and personal projects.
I think we're at the level where we don't really want to be any busier. The potential is there, though, for all kinds of growth. Mm-hmm. Lund and Powell River. There's lots of possibilities. We don't like it at the level it's at right now.
Yeah.
We're super busy.
You've been listening to an interview with Mary Turner, owner and operator of Island Farm to Table Cafe, as well as Doug McCaffrey, co-owner of Becca's Beans Coffee Roastery. For CK2Z News, I'm Anastasia Avakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.